This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I always find it very, very interesting. So we have many parents that cannot wait, that the COVID vaccine can't come fast enough for their kids. And then you have other parents going, oh, God, no. Because once it comes out, I'm going to be forced to give it to my kid. And a question I keep being asked is, why are some parents, actually probably a lot of them, freaked out about the COVID vaccine for their kids when they already bring their kid in for multiple vaccines anyway? When there's a mandatory vaccine movement in place for kids to get to school, why is one more considered a big deal? So one thing that I don't have the exact numbers on, but I can tell you is a thing, is the enthusiasm for our very robust pediatric vaccination program isn't as high as you think. So many parents have disliked it. And in fact, some have disliked it so much that they've pulled their kids out of school. There's many kids out there that are homeschooled. A lot of them are vaccinated. Some of them aren't. And I am starting to meet more and more parents who haven't vaccinated their kids. And those are the ones that are honest about it, because a child will call, or a parent will call in for their child on telemedicine. I always ask, are the vaccines up to date? And the majority of them say yes, but more and more say no. We're doing a delayed, we're spreading them out, or no, we're not vaccinating our child. And when I ask, you know, are they in school? Are they, a lot of them are homeschooled. So when people ask me, they go, you know, why is there such a big deal with the COVID vaccine? I mean, you know, we already have mandated vaccines. It's because what's been happening is something is brewing. And I think the COVID vaccine mandate for kids might bring this to a head. I still believe the majority of parents are going to vaccinate their kids with the COVID vaccine. I think a lot of parents are freaked out. Pediatric hospitalizations are up. It still has a very, very, very low death rate, thank God, you know, for kids. But monoclonal antibody treatments aren't available for kids. The U.S., we're going to talk about some of the issues they're having with monoclonal antibodies right now. And so people are under the impression that, oh, we all could get monoclonal antibodies. And we got to talk to doctors about kind of limiting that rhetoric, because apparently more people are asking for them than we have. But the parents that don't want to vaccinate their kids for COVID, this is going to open up and, again, come to a head, the vaccine hesitancy that many parents have with a lot of the vaccines. You know, the reason why I said to please be very, very careful when you start throwing the term mandate and threatening things is because you're going to open up tons of cans of worms. And one big can of worms that's going to be opened up, and maybe it needs to, maybe not, is, you know what? I'm done with all these vaccines my kids are getting. Now, I made sure my kids were vaccinated, but you have a lot of parents out there saying, I never trusted any of these to begin with. And come to think of it, another one, really? So parents, I think a lot more parents are going to probably be very, shall we say, passionate one way or another when the COVID vaccine mandate starts to roll out. The vaccine is going to come out for kids, but it's actually going to come out probably after a mandate. Parents aren't going to take that well. And I want parents to embrace the pediatric vaccination program. It's been studied, for the most part, safe. Sadly, there are still side effects. You know, nothing is 100% safe, and I can't tell a parent that it's going to be 1,000% safe. I would be lying. But for the most part, the vaccines are safe. They do a damn good job. We don't have polio. Well, apparently we might be getting polio back because polio is still a thing in Afghanistan and we're taking in tens of thousands of refugees. So again, all the more reason to make sure your kids are vaccinated. Hepatitis A, B could be coming over the border. But still, I like parents kind of still vaccinating their kids. I like that. Do I like the idea of a child being mandated to get a COVID vaccine? No. Do I like the idea of a child having a mask forced on their face or taped on their face? No. Especially when it's not even an N95 respirator. It's not even protecting them to the degree that it should. So during COVID, many parents lagged on the vaccine protocol. So when I ask parents now, are your children up to date? More and more are saying, no, they're not, because of COVID. And many of them have not taken their child to a doctor in a year or two. They've been using telemedicine. So we're already starting to get into the habit of not being vaccinated. If it wasn't for the school mandate, yeah, a lot of parents wouldn't vaccinate their kids to that degree. A lot of it would have probably been left by the wayside. And it sucks to think that the government has to take that over. I really think vaccination should be a personal choice. But mind you, we would still probably have polio if it was a personal choice. So I get it. I see both sides. I'm not a fan of the mandates, but I see both sides. But what I believe the pediatric COVID mandates are going to do is it is going to start to separate families, and it's going to start to separate kids from school. And those parents who are like, I'm done, and to be honest, I don't like half these vaccines, we're going to start to have more unvaccinated children. And so the more you push, realize you're going to reverse a lot of progress you made. And you really need to think that through. There's going to be a huge shunting of kids, you know, homeschooling. That parents get to avoid the bullies, they get to avoid the school shootings, they get to avoid the vaccines, and they get to avoid a lot of the politics. Apparently these kids are waiting around for hours for a bus. So be very careful with the mandates, because you'll have a lot of parents say to heck with a lot of the vaccines. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. The problem with eating anything on break is it still stays in your mouth, and you think you finished chewing, and another few minutes have to go by, and my breaks aren't long enough for me to take a bite of breakfast. So, anyway, I got it. Thank you. Just swallowing now and getting the rest of my little sandwich in. Okay. I need to eat. I get hungry. I get hungry when I do radio. I don't know, because I work up an appetite. So, I don't know if you have been watching the Senate Judiciary hearings of what happened to multiple gymnasts at the hands of Larry Nassar, who is serving now a huge sentence for, not long enough, in my opinion, for multiple counts of sexual assault and abuse and misconduct. But when I was listening to some of the testimony today, Allie Reisman, Michaela Maroney, Simone Biles, Maggie Nichols, they were, you know, basically talking about how when they complained, nobody did anything. And then some of the entities that are there to help inspect or to help oversee are already in, such that there's huge conflicts of interest. And when I'm listening to this, I'm thinking about places I worked where that same thing, it's almost traumatizing to hear. Not only, it's very traumatizing to hear what they went through, but for any of us that have ever worked in a institution where people were abusive, not only sexual abuse, but either emotional abuse or just abusive to the customers or students or whoever, you end up kind of, you know, going, wait a second, this is a problem that pervades most workplaces. And it's different poop, different day, or same poop, different day. I can't say the exact same on air. And so if you think back to a job that you had where you would go to work, you were just going to do you. You were going to do your job. You had some job duties. You were going to do it. You were going to do it well. And then you saw bad things happen. And you wanted to fix it. But there's a plan in place going, we don't want you to fix it. You go to this person. And there's a chain of command. Understandable. That person doesn't do anything. So then there's another person. That person doesn't do anything. Or that person is friends with the person who is abusive or in this position of power. Or those people that you go to that feel are the ones that are the only ones who could help you are also in a submissive sort of relationship with the entity that's abusive. And then when you go through a process of grievance, or when you go through a process of, you know what, all right, you know, we're going to do this by the book. We're going to go by the employee handbook. You know, there's an issue. People are coming to me. I don't want to be an accessory to this. I don't think this is right. I'm going to complain. No, that whoever is inspecting is basically the entity. And that's what we heard was going on with the Olympic Committee and the Paralympic Committee and, you know, the abuses that were endured by the athletes. How do they inspect themselves? They're supposed to. A business is supposed to make sure there's a way to file your grievance, a way to be protected anonymously. And sadly, stuff doesn't get done. And I can't tell you how many places I have seen or either worked for or had close contacts tell me, and it is the exact same story at every single place. Nobody will do anything. Everybody's scared. And so it was interesting because, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, Michaela Maroney, she had said, you need one person in charge where the buck falls on them. You can't have an entity where, all right, well, we'll go to this person. This one person fields the complaints, and then they distribute, and they go, look, I did my job. There was a complaint, I did this, and it just gets pushed under the rug, or they make it look like they did something. But we did. We covered our butts. We had a meeting. We had a meeting and we spoke to that one employee about their behavior. We did address it. We didn't address it to your liking, but we addressed it. And you're looking at these half-assed approaches to how people are dealing with abusive people. It's not even sexual abuse. It could be, you know, people being in a position of power who are subjecting, whether it's customers or students or whatever, to things that are employees that they shouldn't have to. And you're like, okay, why can't we fix this? Why can't we get this person out? Well, the problem is because it's not just one person. It's a whole cancer of people. And you get rid of one person, another one comes in. And the funny underlying theme, not even funny, the ironic underlying theme that I have been given and I have been told by many people in these work locations is somebody worse is going to take their place. Okay, that's not supposed to happen. I thought you have a bad person, you have a bad seed, get rid of them and replace them with somebody good. Apparently, if it's a toxic work environment, if it's an institution or a corporation that's toxic, those people in that position of power, if they're good, they don't last long, or they turn evil too. I mean, how many movies have we seen? This is, the story keeps repeating itself. And I hate that because, you know, I'll talk to people and I'm like, that person's still working there? That person, why is, you know, yeah, because I guess people are afraid that if they replace that person, somebody new is going to be worse. I'm thinking to myself, how can anybody be worse? But it happens. And so I don't know how they're going to fix things within the Olympic Committee. I mean, I don't know how they're going to. We talked about doctors and some of them that sadly get away with abuse and all that. But what happened with Larry Nassar and the Olympic Committee and the gymnasts is something that happens thousands of times a minute, not only on a sexual level, but on multiple levels to employees all across America. And so how do we fix it? I mean, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't want to go back to work, it's not so much if they're getting government money. That's part of it for some. But a lot of them is like, I get to be out of there. I don't have to be around that toxicity. And we talk about toxic work environments. But the problem is so what? People aren't going to want to go back to work? I hear over and over and over again the same sort of crap. Doesn't matter which corporation, doesn't matter which school, it doesn't matter which business. It is the same thing that keeps happening. Now, every now and then you got a small business where they do things different. Maybe they don't micromanage. Maybe they deal with complaints differently, or they really have a good crew of people. But these large corporations, it's just the same crap. And so I don't know what the reform needs to be, because they're going to point to an employee handbook, or they're going to employ their instructions for customers or students or whatever, and say, you see, hey, you need to follow this. You go to this person, you do this, you do this, you do this. But, you know, I heard of a case where somebody was really being inappropriate. And the only way somebody could make a complaint is if, again, they put their name in writing. There was no way to do it anonymously. All these places, and I think the reason why is because, you know, like you see on Yelp and all that, people will always just, you know, hide behind something and just to kind of tear you down, will throw something out there and go, all right, well, you're this. So I get how there has to be some sort of responsibility, but on the flip side, that dissuades the average person from complaining. Who wants to go public that they're assaulted or abused or bullied? People don't want to go public. It takes a lot of guts. Look at what's happening now. I am just blown away by what the Olympic gymnasts are doing and the guts that they have. But this idea of, okay, well, you have to do a complaint. And if you didn't do a complaint, you didn't put your name on it. They got to reform that. There's got to be a better way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators are demanding answers about the bungled investigation of convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. He's the former USA gymnastics team doctor who abused a bunch of young female athletes for decades.
Nassar used his trusted position to take advantage of his patients. He used the competitive nature of sports to hide in plain sight.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin opening a hearing and calling sexual abuse of young athletes a persistent problem. He slammed the FBI for mishandling allegations of abuse against Nassar, which were first brought to the Bureau in mid-2015. California Governor Gavin Newsom is hanging on to his job after 100% of precincts have partially reported in the recall election. 64% of voters choosing not to recall the Democrat. USA Radio News. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley allegedly took secret action to prevent former President Trump from using nuclear weapons following the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. That's according to an upcoming book by Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Bob Costa. According to excerpts from the book, Milley was allegedly certain that Trump had gone into a serious mental decline following his loss in the 2020 election. If the reports are true, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy says the Senate needs to hear from Milley.
My Democratic friends are going to probably sweep that under the rug, but I'm ready to hold hearings. I think General Milley has a lot of explaining to do, and I think he ought to stop bellowing and honking on like a goose about white rage and actually try to make our country more secure.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So one of you had asked, again, you don't want to come on air, then I get it. Would love to take your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But he asked to be anonymous, but he asked if I had seen the headlines that were completely contradicting each other from two different news outlets when it came to COVID. And what he was talking about was one headline saying COVID-19 cases are climbing, wiping out months of progress, whereas another headline says COVID-19 cases are declining. I know. I hear you. I hear you. This is stupid. It is. People are not on the same page. I mean, it's been this way, you know. The government wants you to trust them, but then they do something distrustful. Like, remember when the drone in Afghanistan had, after 13 Marines were killed and multiple people died in a suicide attack near the airport in Afghanistan, the next day or a day later, we were told, we got him. We did a drone strike and we got the suicide bomber. And I was like, I don't know if I believe it. It's just the way the headline came out. It just didn't sound right. Then apparently we came to find out that following that August 29th suicide bomb attack in Kabul, when they did do the drone strike, or actually, yeah, there was a possible innocent person, Zamari Ahmadi, 43 years old, driving a Toyota Corolla, and I believe he was bringing in water canisters to his house that were misconstrued as explosives, and 9 family members, including 7 children, had gotten killed in the drone strike. Now, New York Times had investigated this and had reported it, but nobody covered it. Nobody talked about it. In fact, when I posted it on social media, when we post things on social media, if it's something that social media likes, it just spreads. And it just goes viral and people read it and they like it. But if it was something like this, it stays quiet, meaning people don't see it. And I go, did you see my post? And they go, no. So, you know, social media picks and chooses what they allow to go on other people's feeds. So nobody saw this. ABC's This Week, NBC Meet the Press, CNN State of Union, they all failed to mention the botched strike that killed a bunch of kids. So the government has said, look, we're going to be transparent. The media says we're going to be transparent. Yet, you know, and they get mad that Americans are hesitant when it comes to the vaccine and not trusting. But when you tell us you got the guy and you didn't, you got a bunch of innocent people, and then nobody covers it. Come on. I mean, So, the Pentagon continued to defend the missile launch, asserting to the New York Times that it was necessary to prevent an attack on American troops. I don't understand why that it had to involve kids, and I don't understand why we had such an issue being a little bit more specific about that. But, you know, going back to the COVID headlines, I get it. You know, I've seen that the cases are starting to drop. We still have hospitals that are very, very full. We still have, in fact, let me see if I have the CDC 7-day average here. Rolling average. The numbers were dropping. Let me see. They only have, oh gosh, I'm getting the UK numbers. I don't need those yet. Hold on a second here. I want to show you. I mean, we are seeing still, it is, I mean, it's not substantially low, but it is going down. And we're seeing, you know, sadly, hospitalization's still up. But on a whole, I think we're going to be coming out of the woods on this one. But yeah, when you see two conflicting headlines, it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't fit. So as of September 13th, the 7-day case rate per 100,000 people is 295 people. That is markedly less than what we saw August 31st with 334 people per 100,000. But keep in mind, one of the reasons why you're going to see these headlines completely off is because cases are going to go up as the mandates are going to force more testing. Remember, we still have 100 million people that don't want the vaccine. So if they want to work, they're going to be subjected to regular testing, assuming they're in a workplace. So if they're going to be going through regular testing, you're going to have people that were never sick now show a positive. So whenever you test, more cases will go up. So the World Health Organization, they have reported 4 million weekly cases, which is the first marked decline in more than 2 months. There was about 4.4 million cases that, you know, sadly plagued, so it's still a lot. But they say all regions worldwide reported declines in new infections compared to the prior week. This is according to the World Health Organization latest COVID-19 weekly epidemiological update. It was released yesterday. Now, the U.S., U.K., India, Iran, and Turkey still have the highest numbers of new cases. New reported deaths worldwide also declined over the prior week. 62,000 fatalities through Africa, although Africa reported a 7% increase in weekly deaths. So it is very concerning to people that the higher vaccinated countries are the ones with more cases. But keep in mind, many of these other countries aren't testing as diligently as, you know, we are, and the UK. So when you have these companies that are mandating the testing, yeah, we are going to see higher numbers. Same thing with schools. You know, we're starting to mandate, we're on the verge of mandating pediatric vaccinations the second it gets ready. In fact, I think in the UK, they're already starting to vaccinate kids. Well, then those parents that go, uh-uh, not me, we're going to then have to be testing the cases. I'm still seeing cases up. I'm still seeing that we have a lot of cases, but it's less than what we had before. So then the next question is why are vaccinated countries, again, some of the most hit? Well, one, we're the most vocal. Two, is maybe there is something to the vaccine that can be misleading where people get vaccinated, they think they're good, so they're at the Raiders game with 65,000, you know, fans. Looked like a great game. People weren't wearing masks. They all had to show they were vaccinated. It'll be interesting to see what the uptick is because, you know, obviously vaccinated people spread the virus. They didn't look worried. They didn't, I mean, it was a great game. The Raiders game, the Raiders-Ravens game was fantastic, especially the overtime. But, I mean, there were thousands of people there not wearing masks. You know, they were vaccinated. And so, you know, vaccinated countries to push the vaccine, they have said, look, do what we say, get vaccinated and you'll be good. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe in these other countries where they don't have the vaccine yet, they're playing it safer. They're like, you know what? I mean, we're not going to kiss people in our masks. We're not going to say we're immune. And they might just be taking a more common sense approach. It could also be, you know, and sadly, this is something that I don't want to think, but it could also be that the vaccine might prevent us from getting natural immunity that might actually be stronger. There's been conflicting reports on which is stronger, the vaccine immunity or natural immunity. We're under the impression that both wane, but if vaccinated individuals don't get the chance to get the virus, and by the way, I don't want the virus. I just don't trust that sucker. I told you, I would rather get the vaccine. But when you have vaccinated individuals that don't have that natural immunity, are they more at risk? And that's why we're seeing higher numbers in these countries. 1-877-DOCTALI. Keep the questions coming. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter with Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Health and Human Services Department is going to start limiting monoclonal antibody treatments because I think the rollout of that has been a cluster and a half as well. Hey, it's really hard not to cuss on this show. This is ridiculous. Monoclonal antibodies have been pretty damn cool. They saved Trump's life. Trump could have been in big, big trouble when it came to him getting COVID when he was president. He got Regeneron. He was able to bounce up, get out of Walter Reed within hours. The monoclonal antibody treatments are huge. And many of his doctors have been like, where are they? And there's been a huge disconnect because some doctors are like, oh, yeah, we could get him, we could give him, everything's fine. Meanwhile, I'm getting calls from patients and doctors saying, where are they? So you have obviously access issues and not very inconsistent access issues. We've supposedly had monoclonal antibodies in multiple areas that people were denied access to. So here's the latest scoop. In an effort to kind of organize things better, from what I'm understanding, and because we have a dearth of monoclonal antibodies, Forbes is reporting that the Biden administration is going to tighten its grip on states' access to monoclonal antibodies following a dramatic surge in demand for the life-saving treatment. Why is there a surge in demand if we have this huge, robust vaccination rollout? I think we should have also put some time and effort into the monoclonal antibody treatments. We have spent all this time, we've been spending all this money giving away goodies and free college to people who would get a COVID vaccine, and I'd like to know who's been dropping the ball on incentivizing monoclonal antibody treatments. Great job getting enough vaccines out there. We have plenty of vaccines for our country, maybe not for the world, but for our country. But, I mean, we're still focusing on vaccine. Mind you, I think vaccination is very, very helpful. But when vaccinated individuals are being hospitalized, like Oscar De La Hoya, it would be really nice to have the monoclonal antibody treatment to administer early on. Well, we don't have enough. So the president vowed last week to ramp up distribution of the drugs. That's what he promised in his speech. Sadly, there's not enough out there yet. And again, I mean, we're already in September of 2021. This should have been worked on last January. So we're being told that the Department of Health and Human Services is starting to allocate treatments to states based on case levels and usage of the treatments. So this is something the government does. If you don't use it, you lose it. This is why there's all this over budget spending, because they will give you what you need based on your use. So if you work for the government and you want to get, let's say, a $50,000 budget and you only spent $25,000, everybody rushes to spend the rest of the money going, you see, we spent it all. So same thing with monoclonal antibodies. If a lot of patients don't know they could get it, a lot of doctors aren't prescribing it because they're like, well, don't come in if you have COVID. Because that's what a lot of people are being told. If you have COVID, don't come in. Well, then how do I get the monoclonal antibody treatment? They call telemedicine going, I want monoclonal antibody treatment. I go, your doctor has to prescribe it. They go, my doctor won't see me. Well, then the monoclonal antibody treatment just sits there. So there's got to be a better plan in place. They say a senior HHS official had said that they're going to base it on case levels and usage of the treatments. This is a shift from the agency's distribution strategy over the past few months, which allowed states to freely order supplies. And they say this change is all but certain to reduce supply in some hard-hit states in the Southwest, and it comes after HHS earlier this month warned a group of seven states are relying heavily on the treatments that they're going to have to cut back on their orders. HHS officials stressed at the time that they had not shifted back to an allocation process, but have changed course. Regeneron and Eli Lilly both announced this week that they have come to new purchasing agreements with the federal government, which has secured 1.4 million doses and 388 million doses from the drug makers, respectively. So there is on Biden's website these weekly breakdowns of their distribution of the monoclonal antibody treatment. And so it shows who's been getting the most? Florida, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama. And so I'm looking right now, Alabama, and now mind you, because they have, you know, a lot of people who are unvaccinated, they've been really, really hit hard. It makes sense that they've been giving these doses out. I would love to see some of the reports coming out talking about how how quickly they worked, who got it at what day in terms of their illness, how many of it staved off severe hospitalization, staved off death. I would really like to see some of the numbers. But right now, only in the hundreds went to Alaska, America, Samoa, Colorado, less than 1,000, Connecticut, a few hundred. But Florida's gotten about 30,000 doses of it. Alabama's gotten about 8,000 doses. Georgia, close to 10. Louisiana, about 8,000 doses. That's just not enough. Texas, about 23,000 altogether. Let me see what's going on in California. California, not many. But California isn't grappling with as high of cases as other areas. I live in Nevada. I just want to see what's going on in Nevada over here. So Nevada was distributed 820 of the Regeneron and of the Eli Lilly. I apologize, I dropped my glasses, 100. So less than 1,000 have been sent of those, you know. And, you know, our hospitals are still pretty full. We have, and by the way, you can look at, I'll publish this for you guys. There's a couple sites where you can look and see how busy your hospital is versus, you know, who's in the ICU, how many are pediatrics, what the ERs are doing. That's a great site. It's actually coming out of Reno. The Reno Gazette Journal has this link where you can look at your hospital, whether it's in California, whether it's in Florida, whether it's in New York, look at your county. And it's really a fantastic site because if you're going to travel, let's say this weekend, and, you know, you have issues and you want to know that the hospital will have a bed for you, you definitely want to go to this website. But here's my problem with the monoclonal antibody issue. This always seems to happen with the government. They put all their eggs in one basket. They seem to focus all the narrative, all the news on one thing. And there is no reason we should be going into our second year of COVID and not have enough monoclonal antibody treatments. Monoclonal antibody treatments preceded the vaccine. So why are we at a dearth of these? It's all about vaccinate, mandate. I would like to see a little less threats and mandate threats and more emphasis on getting people the monoclonal antibodies. Now, what's going to be very, very controversial and concerning is if monoclonal antibody treatments are going to be in short supply, I am just waiting for some idiot to stand up and say, well, they should only be given to vaccinated people. If you're unvaccinated, you just don't deserve it. And so that's going to be a big cluster and a half. Because vaccinated or not, it is our duty, especially if we have the money, especially if we've had the time, to make sure there's treatments out there. Just like with the flu. I get flu vaccinated, but I want there to be Tamiflu available for me. And hopefully Tamiflu never becomes resistant. Or the flu doesn't become resistant to it to the degree that it could, because I want to know that if I do get a bad flu and the shot doesn't cut it, I have access to it. Monoclonal antibodies, it's an hour to 2 hour long infusion. You know, it has to be done through an IV, so it's not a very easy sort of medical process. It takes time, it takes money. Luckily, Biden said it's supposed to be free. But I really wish we would have been working on this whole time, because that's kind of what we needed for all these new variants. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.